Merry Christmas, everybody. One of the best parts of the holiday season is spending time with the special people in your life. And for me, that means getting some help from my best friend for our annual Christmas weekly address.
Now, given how our first Christmas weekly address went, I realized that Barack needed all the help he could get.
This is our first Christmas in the White House, and we, what? Stop. What? You know, what? You've got to stop it. All right? You've got to get it together. You're going to have to pull it together, POTUS.
Celebrating the holidays in the White House over these past 8 years has been a true privilege. We've been able to welcome over 500,000 guests. Our outstanding pastry chefs have baked 200,000 holiday cookies.
That's a lot of cookies.
And Barack has treated the American people to countless dad jokes.
They're great jokes.
Not so funny.
Although a few got a frosty reception.
Oh, the last one. This year's White House holiday theme is the gift of the holidays. And our decorations reflect some of our greatest gifts as a nation, from our incredible military families to the life-changing impact of a great education.
And the greatest gift that Michelle and I have received over the last 8 years has been the honor of serving as your president and first lady. Together, we fought our way back from the worst recession in 80 years and got unemployment to a 9-year low. We secured health insurance for another 20 million Americans and new protections for folks who already had insurance. We made America more respected around the world, took on the mantle of leadership in the fight to protect this planet for our kids, and much, much more. By so many measures, our country is stronger and more prosperous than it was when we first got here. And I'm hopeful we'll build on the progress we've made together in the years to come. Tomorrow, for the final time as the first family, we will join our fellow Christians around the world to rejoice in the birth of our Savior. And as we retell his story from that holy night, we'll also remember his eternal message, one of boundless love, compassion, and hope.
The idea that we are our brother's keeper and our sister's keeper, that we should treat others as we would want to be treated, that we care for the sick, feed the hungry, welcome the stranger, no matter where they come from or how they practice their faith.
Those are values that help guide not just my family's Christian faith, but that of Jewish Americans and Muslim Americans, non-believers and Americans of all backgrounds. And no one better embodies that spirit of service than the men and women who wear our country's uniform and their families.
As always, many of our troops are far from home this time of the year, and their families are serving and sacrificing right along with them. Their courage and dedication allow the rest of us to enjoy this season. That's why we tried to serve them as well as they've served this country. Go to joiningforces.gov to see how you can honor and support the service members, veterans, and military families in your community, not just during the holidays, but all year round.
So as we look forward to the new year, let's resolve to recommit ourselves to the values we share. And on behalf of all the Obamas, Michelle, Malia, Sasha, Beau, and that troublemaker, Sonny, Merry Christmas, everybody.
And we wish you and your family a happy and healthy 2017. Thanks, and God bless.